The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner. In the studio with me this morning, one of my colleagues, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant with Neal Financial Group. Craig Montana, of course, running the studio for us. Let me give you, post-haste, our on-the-radio phone number. If you've got questions, we will drop everything we're doing just to answer your question. And here is our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. And Jamie, looking at some giving back of some of the stuff we got the last several days in these markets.
Yeah, we are giving some gains back that we had had the end of last week. The Saudis deciding that they're not going to cut back on any of their oil production, and the markets have reacted negatively to that. We had some down in the markets yesterday, and so far today we're down. And all seems to be in reaction to the fact that the Saudis are simply going to continue what they're doing now. Nothing's really changed.
Well, and that's a shocking behavior.
It is,
to
well,
me,
yeah,
isn't it?
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. If you got suckered in on thinking, well, you know, hey, the Saudis are just going to be okay about this, and the Russians, and of course the Iranians finally weighed in
the other day.
Yeah, you know, and they called any decrease in pumping oil and flooding the markets. They said any decrease of them possibly signing on to is a joke. In the meantime, I got a little snippets of what the Saudi oil minister had to say here in Houston. By the way, there's a big oil and gas conference going on, of course, in the oil capital, the real oil capital of the world, which is Houston, Texas. So we're going to kind of enlighten you on some of that. But does that mean, Jamie, that everything is bad?
It does not mean that.
Right.
As a matter of fact, there are always opportunities. And we've talked some in the past about the fact that, you know, if there are good reasons to have some cash in your account, not only to control some of the volatility, but also to take advantage of some of the opportunities that come along.
Yeah, and remember, not everything is oil and gas
related.
Or directly, yes, oil and gas related. Is everything in economic terms somewhat related in no matter what? Sure. You know, I mean, yes. There is productivity. There are things that drive the engines of the world and all of that. So you can't say that anything can operate necessarily in a vacuum. But not everything is tied directly or linked in directly into some of the areas that, frankly, have been suffering. So, again, how do you find those opportunities? There are still great companies that do great things. There are still things that you can do to make it not quite so bumpy a ride for you personally with your portfolios. And we've also had some interesting questions about a couple of insurance and long-term care related things in the last few days. And we're going to take a look ahead, too, at what some of the possible or the Christmas or holiday wish list or wish list of Barack Obama, the president, would be for tax law changes. Hey, there have been some things that were just sort of floated around a few months ago by the president, and everybody thought, nah, that's never going to happen. And then toward the end of the year last year, some of them did happen.
Well, the current administration is in office for the rest of this year, and there are certain things they have to do. It's their responsibility to do some things, and one of the things that the current administration has to do is propose a budget for 2017. And it's kind of interesting, some of the things that are floating inside of the budget. We'll talk a little about that today. We'll talk a little bit about the importance of words.
That's exactly right. Yes. So we don't want you left in the dark. We want you to be fully informed as much as possible. And by the way, like I said earlier, if you've got questions right now, maybe you got to run in the office or wherever you're going and you need to leave the program here, no problem. You can call us right now on the phone while the commercials are running. And we'll take that 2 to 3 minutes of time that the advertisers are going to be on the air, and we'll talk with you one-on-one and answer your questions, take your thoughts, all about you and your finances, your money. Here's our number on the Money Makeover Show, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
What projects are on your spring list? New fence? New landscaping? Trimming trees? Let Supaw Prater Equipment help you get ready. Batteries for your equipment, steel handheld products, pressure washers, lawnmowers, compact tractors, they have it all. Don't let this spring sneak up on you unprepared. Stop by and visit Supaw Prater's friendly parts reps to find out how you can save, like $15 off strong box batteries and more for a limited time only. Supaw Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Mission. We believe in giving people a hand up, not a hand out. That's why we've developed entrepreneurial operations such as Higgins Branch, Resale Shop, the Furniture Warehouse, and the Cannery Restaurant. These businesses provide jobs which otherwise may not exist for some in the population. Every dollar goes to provide education, job training, and spiritual guidance to those in need. Visit faithmission.us to learn how you can partner with Faith Mission. Thank you and God bless.
Texas Shoot No Shoot, the ultimate scenario simulator. Test how you would react to a carjacker. See if you're quick enough to stop a robbery. Experience a home invasion and transform fear into action. Develop the combat mindset to terminate an active shooter. Whether you're licensed to carry or you have a gun in your vehicle or you just keep the pistol home for safety, you need to take this indoor intense training with over 100 real-life situations filmed right here in Washington County. Call Dean's Defensive Shooting at 979-203-1534 for an appointment. Weekends or weekdays to here in downtown Brenham. Stay safe.
Leave it to the folks at Downey Directories to put one of the most powerful and easy-to-use search engines in the palm of your hand. With the free Downey Directory mobile app, you can quickly find local businesses or services no matter where you are, from coast to coast. Consider it your nationwide Yellow Pages from Downey Publishing. Just open the app, choose a category, or enter the type of business you're looking for, and the results appear nearest to furthest from your current location. Available for iPhone and Android, get the Downey Directory mobile app, only from Downey Publishing.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. They do a lot more than just shipping. They also offer mailbox rental, print and scan services, fax services, a complete line of office supplies, and expert packing services. When you ship UPS, you get the service that gets it there safe and sound. The pack and ship promise guarantees it, or you get all your money back plus the value of the insured item. Stop in and visit with their professional staff at the UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 979-830-8291. The UPS Store. See what one store can do for you.
FFA Living the Legacy. The National FFA makes a positive difference in the lives of young people, developing their potential through agricultural education. Join us this week through Friday in recognizing National FFA Week by tuning into KWHI every day through Friday during the 7, noon, and 5 o'clock news hours for programs recorded by FFA members. These programs are sponsored by Brenham Veterinary Hospital, Washington County Tractor, Washington Animal Clinic, Oak Creek Farm, K&M Grocery, Krennic's Tractor Repair, Colcor's Petroleum, and Edward Jones, Andrea Holly.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. Offices in Central Texas, downtown Brenham. On Main Street, just across from the courthouse, another office about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area in Houston on St. James Place, just off of San Felipe. Got you covered in 19 states now across the country besides Texas. And glad you are joining us and listening in from wherever you may be. And by the way, if you need to go and do something else, can't keep your ears on your mobile devices or your computer, whatever, tuned in on the radio, no problem. You can always come back to our website later on and access any of our podcasts. Yes, podcasts. Click on those. For those of you who like doing that stuff, get all the info there. And we have some very interesting stuff and important stuff to go over this morning. And you may want to kind of make a note of today on the date, etc., that you might want to go and search this podcast, because we got the proposed, we're talking about trial balloons being floated by the outgoing president of the United States and what he would like to have happen to the budget and specifically your taxes. What's going to happen to your income? All of that.
Yeah, we are going to talk about that this morning, and it is, I think, crucial because, you know, one of the things about the budget is the administration will put things into the budget that they're interested in approaching, and most of the time, those never get floated. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting about it is a couple of years down the road, somehow they seem to appear. We'll talk about that this morning because it is very important. And, you know, and technology is a wonderful thing, being able to get those podcasts and use your phone and your computer to listen to the show. That's a great, really a great thing. Although the feds and Apple seem to be having a discussion about whether technology is a good thing or not.
Well, you know, or being able to pry into that technology. So, I don't know. I don't know where I am. I think I'm, Anyway, let's look a little bit at, I really wanted to get into these proposals from the Obama administration, their parting shots as they go out and whoever comes in and replaces them in the administration in the White House in 2017. But, you know, there are some things that they floated kind of as, well, we'd like to have this, but we don't think we'll get it, stuff last year. And by golly, they did get a couple of really important things, including something that really impacted Social Security benefits for couples.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, the Obama administration proposed eliminating aggressive, in quotes here, aggressive Social Security claiming strategies that allowed some married couples to increase their lifetime benefits from the Social Security program. Those never hit the road, but a couple of years ago, they were proposed in the budget presented by the administration. But
so
guess what?
December, as the year was closing out,
this
guess
year,
what? In
yep.
2015,
yep.
Right at the tail end, this very important and far-reaching legislation finally got into that budget bill.
It got into the budget, and this happened after, you know, October, between October and the end of the year when the budget was approved. They did eliminate some of those Social Security claiming strategies that supposedly were aggressive. I don't know. It's interesting. You know, words are so important.
Yes.
To claim that these claiming strategies were aggressive, and when in effect, really all the couples were doing were taking advantage of what the current Social Security laws were to get the most money from the Social Security program that was available to them. It was their right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you label it aggressive claiming strategy, that makes it sound like it was a bad thing. Bad thing to get what you're able to get through the...
So again, let's run down a few of these quickies here on some things that you may need to be aware of, because they may, whether you think so or not right now, they may come out to be true.
One of the things that's being floated for the 2017 budget is to eliminate what's called the backdoor Roth IRA. Now, what that means is that under current law, if your income exceeds a certain amount, you cannot contribute to a traditional IRA. Right, Tony?
Right.
Yeah,
and take the deduction.
And then take the deduction. So you cannot contribute and take the deduction on a traditional IRA if your income either as an individual or as a couple, exceeds a certain amount. But what you're allowed to do is you're still allowed to contribute to a non-deductible traditional IRA. That means you don't get the deduction up front, but the money goes in and accumulates tax deferred. And so what high-income couples were doing is they were contributing to that non-deductible traditional IRA, and then they were converting it to a Roth.
Yeah, so what you're doing is you make sure you have a Roth IRA open, even though maybe you can put like whatever the starting amount is, $50 or $200 in it, just to open the account, whatever, and then you go ahead and make a non-tax deductible contribution into a traditional pre-tax type of an IRA. Just know that you can't make that tax deduction in that traditional IRA right now. And then once you get it in there, you can shift it to the Roth.
To the Roth. And you would say, well, why don't you just go ahead and contribute to the Roth initially? Well, there are income limits on contributing to a Roth IRA also.
Yeah.
So this was a way to get around the law. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's maybe it is manipulating the system, but the current administration wants to eliminate what's called a loophole in the contributions to the Roth IRAs and traditional IRAs. They're going to try and eliminate that. Does that mean it's going to happen in 2017? No, that doesn't mean it's going to. But what they're doing is they're saying, we want Congress to take a look at this. Maybe we need to not allow these people to do this. So what they're trying to do is make it harder for you to accumulate money and pay less tax. Imagine that.
Yeah, they're cutting off that possible avenue. What else are they looking at?
Well, in addition to that, the law forbids people over age 70 have to contribute to a traditional IRA, even if they're still working. But there's no age limit for contributing to a Roth IRA. And so those of you who are over age 70 and a half, you can still contribute to a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
The advantage to the Roth is money goes in after tax, but accumulates on a tax-deferred basis. So you could put up to $6,500 into a Roth, not pay tax on the earnings, and guess what? In a Roth, when the money comes out, you pay no tax on it.
And it's also a nice thing, too, if you're going to pass something on to your heirs.
Very good
they're
estate
not
planning
paying
tool.
Tax on that either. So this is something that they're looking at stopping.
They want
again,
to
so that
guess
they
what? They want to eliminate
money.
It.
Yes.
Another thing that's good for you, but the administration wants to take a look at it and say, we know it's good for you, but it's not good for us. And so
that's
we're
another item.
Another item that they're looking at doing away with is eliminating the ability to contribute to a Roth after age 70 and a half. And that's one of the things that they're looking at concluding in the 2017 budget. Again, these are proposals. That doesn't mean it'll be in the budget. And most of the time, these things are not in the budget, but they're looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're one of those individuals who could be affected by this, you may want to take advantage of it while you can. Another one that they're looking at also has to do with IRAs, and this is what's referred to commonly as the stretch IRA. With a stretch IRA, non-spouse beneficiaries are allowed to, as with a beneficiary IRA, stretch the IRA out over their lifetime. And that way they can defer having to pay tax on the IRA by stretching the payments out over their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that may go away under this. They're wanting to eliminate that too, possibly, because they want you to pay taxes if you inherit an IRA. They want you to pay taxes on that money much sooner.
They want you to pay it within the first 5 years. That used to be the way that it was.
Yes.
Now the administration says this is too good a deal. IRAs are meant for the owners of that IRA, not for the beneficiaries. So we want them to have to pay tax on that IRA within 5 years. Again, this is too good of a deal, and so the government is saying it's too good of a deal. We want our money. It's your money, but we want it.
So just be aware that there are some proposals out there for the 2017 tax year, and those would be very possibly moved on or worked on and put into play by the time we get into the end of 2016 if those portions of the 2017 budget are approved. later on this year.
And it doesn't stop there. The list goes on.
Yeah.
They want to limit the amount of cash you can have in a retirement account. I, for the life of me, I can't figure out why they would want to do that other than they want you to pay tax on it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this all has to do with income for the government. They want to limit the amount of money that you can accumulate inside a retirement account because they don't want you to have tax-deferred earnings inside of that retirement. They want you to pay tax on it. Another one, no mandatory withdrawals from Roth IRAs right now. In other words, with a traditional IRA, you have to start taking money out at age 70 and a half, required minimum distributions. We talk about that a lot. And with a Roth, the advantage of the Roth IRA is there are no required minimum distributions. Well, the current administration is proposing in the 2017 budget to take a look at it and saying you have to take your money out of a Roth. It would still come out tax-free, but you have to take it out. You go, well, why?
Because they want you to spend it.
They want you to put it into something that's going to be taxable.
Yeah.
Because in a Roth, the money accumulates on a tax-deferred basis. They want it out of the Roth so that you can invest it in something that you have to pay tax on the earnings. That's what they want to do.
So, again, there are things floating around out there, and you need to be aware of them and be sure of what's going on as you move forward. Now, you can't go and do everything in your life on supposing or proposed types of things, but at least you need to know what the general thought is out there. And I think the real underlying general thought is what's even more important than anything. Basically, the government's trying to find more ways to get more money out of all of us.
Correct.
In taxes.
And the thing to take out of this, if they're trying to eliminate these things, guess who benefits by them being on the books? You benefit by taking advantage of all of these opportunities. And so if the government's trying to do away with it, you can bet it's a good deal for you to be able to take advantage of that currently.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all things that you need to think about because they are good deals for you. That doesn't mean they're bad for the government, but it does mean that they are good for you. And so all of the things that the administration is looking at doing away with in retirement planning, which is most of these things,
yeah.
You need to take a look at them and see if you can take advantage of them while they're still available to you.
Yeah. So if you have questions on these things, I'm going to give you our office phone number, by the way, if you've been kind of mulling over, well, should I do a Roth?
Should I do a Roth conversion?
Conversion. Yeah. Is now a good time to do that? What about other different ways to save? Those of you who have until April 1 of this year to still take advantage of some of those Social Security
changes
before they get changed over to something else that's not going to be to your advantage anymore, you need to call us. And here's our office phone number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. Sharon is there this morning, and she can take your name and number and let us know that you need to call you back, and we actually do that.
Yeah, we've had some real good meetings. We have good meetings every week.
But we do.
We've had some real good meetings this week where some questions came up, and we'll talk about some of those after the break, some of the questions that you need to know.
Ooh, yeah, especially those of you who are thinking about doing away with things like old life insurance policies, old annuities, you still need them, whatever, and some other options for protecting your money on the downside when we have funky days in the market. Seems like we've had so many of those and not as many good days. So how do you ride through those with a little bit more sanity and security? We'll go over some of those options for you as well. Meantime, you got a question right now. We're going to have a commercial break, and no one will hear you but us. If you want to call us on the radio number, we'll talk to you during the break. Here's our number for that, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You are listening to The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
I am Don Kester, a candidate for Washington County Commissioner Precinct 1. I'm a lifelong resident of Washington County, a 1968 graduate of Brenham High School, a member of Washington County Chamber of Commerce. For the last 42 years, I have been in the appliance service business. I have owned and operated my own business since 2006. I'm a member of Bethlehem Lutheran Church William Penn. If elected, I will establish and maintain constant availability and have an open line of communication with the citizens of Precinct 1. Please vote for me on Election Day, March the 1st. Thank you very much.
Paid political ad for Don Kester, Precinct 1 Commissioner, Washington County.
Uniques in Brenham frames more than just pictures. How about Grandpa's pocket watch, antique glazed doilies, or a baby's christening dress? They can frame your Boy Scout awards, 4-H ribbons, or purple hat. And Uniques has over 30 years experience of framing diplomas, fine art prints, letters or certificates, and more. Would you like a creative and personal gift for a loved one? Let Uniques help you create an assemblage of personal items or photographs framed with quality material and workmanship. Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. Pictures. They preserve memories.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford Mercury, and this year I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now, you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com. Today.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 types of equipment, plus contractor supplies. The best part is, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done, whether you're a major contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer. Visit your local branch in Brenham at 2700 Highway 290 West or call 979-836-0960. United Rentals, consider it done.
Tired of paying for childcare days that you don't use? Now Time Well Spent is offering FlexCare. Purchase childcare by the day and use them whenever you need them. FlexCare is sold in 5-day increments per child. Use them all at once or one day at a time. Each FlexCare purchase is good for 1 year and can be used for holidays, school breaks, emergencies, and even for your visiting grandchildren. Time Well Spent is now accepting all ages full-time or on FlexCare. Find out more by calling 836-0505 or stop by at 900 East Bluebell Road. Time Well Spent is there when you need them.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. Let me give you our office number again. I know you've got questions about some of the stuff we've been talking about, certainly this morning or maybe the other day, whatever it was that you meant to call us and ask about in more depth. So here is our office phone number. You can do that. You can ask us questions. You can talk to Sharon about setting up a time to come in for that free review, go over some things. We're going to give you a couple of items you might want to consider coming in and having us take a look at in that free review. So this is a very important number for you, and I'm going to give it again in another 4 or 5 minutes. But our office phone number for Neal Financial, and tell Sharon you want to come in and visit with Tony, Jamie, Doug, no problem. Love to meet you. Love to see you. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And, Jamie, we wanted to touch on a couple of things. I know you had one of your clients who asked about something. A lot of us, a lot of our listeners have, and that is, life insurance, cash value insurance, but the specific question was about reduced paid up. What is that?
Yeah, we did get a question about they were looking at their contract, and they noticed that in the contract it had a schedule for what was called reduced paid-up insurance. And they said, well, why should I be concerned about reduced paid-up insurance, and why is it in my contract? Well, a reduced paid-up, what that means is it's one of the settlement options in a life insurance contract. And if you have a life insurance contract that has cash value, reduced paid up is one of the settlement options that's available to you. Rather than just allowing the policy to lapse by not paying the premiums, one of your options would be to take the cash value and ask the insurance company and say, how much life insurance can I have the rest of my life if you just take the cash that's in it and give me that much life insurance? And it would be reduced from what the original face amount was. So, for example, if you had a $100,000 policy and you had cash in the policy, and let's just say it was $15,000, and you called them and said, okay, I've got $15,000 in cash in my policy. I don't want to pay premiums anymore. How much life insurance can I have the rest of my life? And it would be paid up because they would take that $15,000 and say, okay, for the rest of your life, you can have $37,329 in life insurance. And then you wouldn't pay any more premiums, but you would have that life insurance in force for the rest of your life. You wouldn't have that $100,000, but you would have that reduced amount, and therefore it's called reduced paid up.
Oh, so those of you who are thinking about dumping your policy.
There may be a better option.
There may be a better option that way.
Absolutely. Your beneficiaries will love you for it.
Yes. That can be a real plus there. And then there are other things, as we've mentioned on the program before, that you can do. And I'm going to come back to that, cycle back to that in just a moment. I do want to get to a couple of questions from a caller that mm-hmm. we had during the last station break.
And we love getting those phone calls, by the way.
Yeah, thank you for that. And this was about Roth IRAs, since we were talking about these early in the program. And the question was, can you still contribute to a Roth IRA after the age of 70 and a half? And the answer was,
yes, you can do that. That's one of the things that the current administration is looking at eliminating because it's such a good deal. But yes, after age 70 and a half, you cannot contribute to a traditional IRA, but you can contribute to a Roth IRA.
So they are looking at eliminating that possibility in the proposed 2017 federal budget.
That doesn't mean it'll happen, but it's one of the things they're looking at.
Yes. So if you want to do that and you're over age 70 and a half,
do it.
Yeah. Crank it up. Crank it up and get that deposit made in there if you're past age 70 and a half.
Yeah, the regular
if you've already got a Roth, great, you can still contribute. If you don't have one, you can open one up and make that contribution.
Yeah, now there are limits. The same limits would be if you're over age 70 and a half, obviously you're over age 50, and so the limit would be $6,500 would be your contribution limit to the Roth. But, yes, you can contribute to Roth IRA after age 70 and a half.
And, by the way, that message goes out to some of our clients or in that situation. Yes, they are very good about coming in and making their Roth, you know, contributions every year. But just to kind of reinforce that, don't want to set that aside and not do it because you may lose that opportunity. It's possible that you will with the new budget that is being among the proposals from the outgoing Obama administration. Another thing is that we had the listener asked about the sales tax write-off, especially for big purchases like cars, trucks, any big stuff that you're paying sales tax on. What about that, Jamie?
Well, we talked about Monday the fact that when it comes to deductions on your income tax, because this is income tax season, there are certain things you may want to look at. And you can deduct state sales tax on your income tax return. This is personal sales tax, correct. The thing to remember about that, though, is when you file your income tax return, we all get what's called a standard deduction. And so when it comes to having to itemize all of your deductions, it's kind of a balancing act that you play because your itemized deductions has to exceed the standard deduction to make it worthwhile to go ahead and itemize.
Yeah, so that's what our caller.
Yeah, I hope that makes sense.
Our caller needs to check that out. I mean, if she's not itemizing now on her returns, right, tax returns, and her standard deduction or deductions, you know, if it's a couple or a single,
whatever they happen to be.
Yeah, if those are so substantial that it's going to make the sales tax that she's paid on something not really as good a write-off as that standard deduction is, then there you go. What do you do? Well, she may still be able to do her more limited return filing, right, where she's just
it makes
taking
it
the
easier.
Standard
yeah.
deduction.
Yeah,
right?
If you just use the standard deduction and you don't have to itemize, right. It's much simpler to file your tax return. Mm-hmm. However, if you have large purchases, for example, like you had mentioned, cars or...
Some of those big pick-em-up trucks. Wow.
There's some substantial sales tax there.
Yeah. So, again, you know, you got to really think about that and anything you might be looking at. So it's really some arithmetic as to whether you should just do your same old, and take the standard deduction or whether you need to itemize this time around.
And so that's why sometimes I think it's worth it to go ahead and pay an accountant or a CPA or somebody who's a professional at doing tax returns because you may be missing some things. I always have somebody who does them for me, so I cannot talk to whether or not some of these programs that you use to file your own tax return, whether they walk you through it sufficiently enough to make sure that you're taking advantage of everything that's out there.
Yeah.
But that would be the difference between itemizing and just taking the standard deduction.
So, and also, we're not accountants here. So.
That's right.
And we want to make that disclaimer as well. But we do know our stuff as far as financial planning and helping you make decisions on some things that are going to impact you, your life, and the life of your kids or family, whatever, maybe your loved ones. And some of this, as we've spoken about before, we were talking about life insurance and life insurance contracts. Again, before you do away with something, if you've got a cash value life insurance policy, you don't really need it anymore, you think. Right, because maybe whoever you had that policy for to protect them is either grown up, has their own lives now, or whatever else, should you just go ahead and say, I'm not paying for this anymore, I'm going to let it lapse, or I'm going to take the cash value, whatever you're going to do. Jamie, what are some things, we call this repurposing the life insurance contract, or you can maybe do this with some annuity contracts as well. So come and see us about it. Check it out before you do something. And we repurpose these into, very commonly, long-term care, paying for long-term care.
Well, that's one of the options that's available to you. The thing is, you go through life, your needs change. And the things that you're at risk for change. And so, you know, when you're raising a family and earning income and you're not retired, you protect the family with life insurance. And life insurance is an asset. Now, one of the advantages of a permanent type of policy that has a cash value is it is something that you can keep for the rest of your life. And so one of the things you have to evaluate when you're retired or as you're approaching retirement is, are there other things this life insurance policy can do for me? And one of the things that you can do is take a look and say, well, like my current life insurance policy does not provide any long-term care benefits for me. And there are old policies that don't do that, even if they have what's called an accelerated benefits rider or a nursing home rider. Those are not long-term care benefits. They're very specific. What you need to take a look at is you can repurpose, as you say, Tony, take that life insurance policy, and if you're still healthy and you do not have long-term care insurance, one of the things that you can do is take a look at it and say, I can move the money that I have in this old life insurance policy to a new life insurance policy that provides long-term care benefits. I'm still surprised how many people are not aware of the fact that you have the capability of doing that. Mm-hmm. Now, again, you have to go through underwriting, so you have to be healthy in order to make that happen. But it is a way of protecting all of the other assets that you have so that they're not spent on providing long-term care should you ever need it. Because you can use that old life insurance policy maybe to cover that need. And that's one of the needs that we face when we get along later in life.
Now, the other thing that we mentioned, of course, though, is you could also possibly do this with an annuity contract that's passive surrender as well. When we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about how that works as well. So again, we're all about, you know, trying to help you know what your options are, either for you or for some loved ones who are starting to come into that situation, you know, of where you need to start making some plans. And for many of us, it could be in our 50s. It could be in our 60s, so, or later. So again, don't just go and get rid of something without finding out what your options really are. So Jamie's going to come back and talk about repurposing an old annuity contract into long-term care provisions. So questions in between? Here's our radio number. Taking a break here. You can talk to us one-on-one, in private, on the phone, right now. At 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman's Association invite you to the 2016 Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 1st at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters LaRoche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Brenham. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online to foundation.blinn.edu or call Dr. Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
DDM Metal Buildings is recognized as a leader in the industry and has delivered cost-effective, customized steel buildings to fit the customer's requirements for over 17 years. The company was built on the philosophy that low prices and high-quality fabrication will meet or exceed the customer's expectations. DDM has two locations. In Brenham, call 979-251-9503 or stop by 301 Salem Road. And in Bastrop, call 512-321-0336 or visit them online at ddmpipeandsteel.com. No matter how big or small your project, give DDM Metal Building a call at 979-251-9503.
I often get asked what I think about party favors. Well, I think the only favor you could do a party is crack open a delicious Bud Light Lime Limerita or Strawberita. A taste so delicious, you feel it in your heart, feel it in your soul. Let the music take control.
We're going to party, caramo, fiesta, forever.
Bud Light Limeritas, great margarita flavor with a refreshing twist of Bud Light Lime. Fiesta forever.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Lime Limerita and Strawberita flavored malt beverages. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Anheuser-Busch distributor.
Giving flowers is a custom as old as time, and flowers are always very much appreciated. Brenham Floral offers fresh flowers, blooming plants, foliage, balloons, fruit and gourmet baskets, greeting cards, and more. Everything you'd expect at a professional florist shop. They can also wire your flowers worldwide. Brenham Floral, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, is a full-service florist for life's special moments. Owned by Debbie Woltman and Destry Kohlmeyer for 15 years. Call your orders in at 836-3566, and they'll deliver. Brenham Floral, 2630 Highway 36.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
It's not just a ride. It's family time. At Germania Insurance, we understand that the drive in your car can be quality time you spend with your family. It's a chance to talk about what's important. We have competitive rates, discount options, and exceptional claim service 24/7. Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Speece Insurance at 979-836-4241. Your Germania representative in Brenham.
Trust Germania.
The Brenham Clinic and the City of Brenham are teaming up again in 2016 to offer Walk with the Doc on the fourth Saturday of each month at Hull Park from 9 to 10 a.m. It begins with a 5 to 10 minute health talk followed by a 30 minute walk. Refreshments, water, and dry fit shirts will be available. The next Walk with the Doc is Saturday, February 27th. They will not meet in March due to the Easter holiday, but will resume in April on the 23rd and then in May on the 28th. For more information, call 979-337-7254. Walk with the Doc is free for everyone interested in a healthier lifestyle.
When you're a member of an all-star team, you know that you're one of the best. Brenham Collision Center's all-star staff and state-of-the-art equipment makes them one of the best paint and body shops in the area. They provide every customer with guaranteed color match, quick turnarounds, and warranties on all paint and repairs. So come by for your free computerized estimate. You'll always find all-star service at Brenham Collision Center, 810 West Main. Call Brenham Collision Center at 277-0433 for your free estimate today.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All right. Thank you very much to our caller we were just chatting with during the commercial break. And Jamie, this is a very common question now, and it is a Social Security question. And it pertains to a gentleman who's not 66 yet. He will be in another year or so. His wife is also about the same age. So he asked whether he should start taking his Social Security now or wait until 66. That was the first question. And he is still working and planning on still working. So if he started taking it before he's full retirement age at 66.
And he's still working, that's
a problem. He's going to have to give back some of what he's earning. All right, they're going to take a dollar for every $3 now of what, because he's almost 66. So if he doesn't need to do that, why do that, number one?
Right.
Number two, yes, he can get a full benefit starting at 66.
We're assuming age 66. Right. The best way to talk about that is full retirement age.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's with the age that he told us, I think his full retirement age is age 66.
Yeah. So if he can wait until 66 at least, that's a good thing. Or he can wait, as he asked us, to age 70 and not take his benefit yet, but hold off, and that benefit will increase by 8% per year from 66 to age 70.
That's right. And what's important about that is, well, first of all, he said he wanted to continue working. That's great. More and more of us are working longer and longer.
And he can earn as much as he wants to once he's 66 without having to give any parts of that back.
Yeah, once you're past full retirement age, you can earn as much money as possible and still get your Social Security benefit and not have it reduced.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question being, should you wait till age 70 to start taking your Social Security benefit? If you don't need it and you're not concerned about the fact that you're going to die, then, you know, waiting to age 70, there's a big benefit in that because, as you had indicated, Tony, your benefit will grow by 8% per year. And the other thing that's nice about that also is if your salary continues to increase, your Social Security benefit will continue to increase.
Yes, they're going to base that on your work history of salary. And if you're ending up your last, few years at much higher, gradually higher salaries, that means your benefit's going to be bigger.
In addition, you're also able
to go ahead and continue to make contributions if you got a 401k.
Right.
Or 403B or whatever you may have, retirement plan at work.
Right.
As long as you're still working, you can still keep plugging that in there. So you get to have that tax preferred treatment on those savings as well. The other really big important thing that this gentleman mentioned is that his spouse has not worked outside the home. She's been a homemaker, full-time job there.
Right.
She does not have any Social Security built up for her her name.
And that's the big thing when it comes to waiting to age 70 to start taking the benefit. Because the big thing there is, what are the survivor benefits going to be? The earlier that you take benefits, the smaller the survivor benefits are going to be. And generally speaking, females live longer than males. And generally speaking, we're talking about 10 years. And so If you think about 10 years of benefits that are going to be higher than they would have been if you had taken the benefit earlier, that may be the difference between the surviving spouse being able to have the type of lifestyle they would like to have or not. And that's one of the big considerations in when you should take Social Security is, what's the survivor benefit going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Too often that discussion doesn't come up.
Right. And remember, your Social Security benefit for you and for your spouse, right, is going to be a very important part of your retirement planning, even if you've done a good job of saving in a retirement plan,
right,
for instance, at work or IRAs or whatever you've been doing. Oh, and by the way, if you're still going to be working, don't forget, if your wife's been staying home, she can have a spousal IRA, whether or not you have a 401k or 403b plan at work. That has no impact on her being able to open up a spousal IRA, which means that she can put in her IRA contribution.
$6,500.
Yeah. So don't forget about that.
Yeah, and so and that was a really good, great call. We get lots of questions about Social Security. Unfortunately, as you had mentioned, for this couple, they're not going to be able to take advantage of what the Obama administration
just killed in
referred
December
to as aggressive claiming strategies, but were beneficial strategies for a lot of couples. Mm-hmm. Those are going away.
So if any of you listening or you know other people who are both 66 or will be age 66 before May 1st of this year, need to give us a call so they can still take advantage of that better funding, frankly, especially for spouses who've stayed home or haven't worked as many years. Maybe they stayed home for part of the time to help raise kids, whatever it may be. But there is a different possibility for you guys who are going to be 66 between now and May 1st, both of you, husband and wife. All right, in getting an increased benefit, and then it's going to go away. So I'm putting out the word here for everybody to call us.
Now you need to take advantage of it while you still can, if you're in that position. And it's interesting. You should, you know, we always would encourage you to call the Social Security Administration. Most of the time, they're really, really very good and very knowledgeable. Occasionally, you may get someone for whatever reason may not give you access to all the information or give you all the best advice. But for the most part, I think the Social Security Administration does a pretty good job. And we have a really good Social Security office here in Brenham.
So don't forget about that. We got that call, so we're not going to be able to talk about repurposing an annuity on this program
today. We'll talk about it another time.
So we'll save that conversation. If you want to know about it, though, don't hesitate to call us at the office. Repurposing an old annuity into paying for long-term care in a tax-advantaged way, and maybe being able to preserve some of that asset to heirs later on. So, again, lots of different ways of doing things. Call us. Here's our office number, 979-836-2903. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, have a beautiful weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.